we've heard on the show this month from the CEO of the National Mental Health Commission, the major issue she's been hearing about from communities is an unintended consequence of public pandemic health measures, isolation and loneliness. For quite some time, dancing and singing weren't allowed in South Australia, so it must have been a big relief for social beings when choirs started up again. There's actually a community choir in Murray Bridge, and the Rural City Citizen of the Year is keen for more people to join. Kathy Smith is her name. She joins me in the studio now. Hi, Kathy.
Oh, hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for joining us. So tell us about the choir.
Well, it came about because a friend of mine decided, and not myself, decided that there was a need and that we really wanted to bring together some people and sing. Sing without having a few drinks under our belt, but yes. be able to sing. And so then we came up with the Murray Bridge Community Choir.
Right. And then you started just asking, oh, hey, do you want to join us? Do you want to join us? And then you just got a group together and just started getting together weekly. And
well, that's it. We were really fortunate enough to get a Rural City of Murray Bridge grant that allowed us to be able to pay for a choir conductor. And we were very fortunate to get a young Amelia Rooney, who is so skilled and is very good at pulling some music together, even though she's been through quite a bit of an education herself, because she's only 21 and we're all a lot older and we know different generational songs. So,
all right, what are some of those songs that you've been singing?
Well, it's been a wide variety. The Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yes.
Under the Boardwalk.
Love
Bette Midler. A bit of Elvis, a bit of Beatles, all that sort of stuff. We even went to really old, to World War II.
Oh.
And it's a long way to Tipperary. So we shake it up a bit and we always ask for different songs from the group. So if anyone's got any ideas, we give it a shot.
Great. Oh, that's awesome. So do people have to, have a special level of expertise to get involved in the community choir?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't have any singing skills at all. I leave that up to my daughter. So absolutely no experience. Some people obviously can read music, but I certainly can't. So I like the words. Other people like the sheet music. And, I say we wing it, but we don't. We're organised, but what will be, as long as we're having fun, as long as we're connecting as a group, as long as we can bring each other to that nice sense of being connected and being together and having laughs and rolling with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'm not going to sing on radio.
Oh, man, I've made that mistake before. Now, it sounds wonderful. It sounds like, it's kind of fun, right? Like, it's about the community coming together. It's about having some social engagement, which, as I mentioned in the introduction, a lot of people were really quite sad and isolated during COVID. So it must be wonderful to be able to come together and have a bit of social time.
Absolutely. And there's absolutely no cost to coming along. So it's a free event on a Tuesday night, 6 to 7. We've got some really good heaters in the room that we use, which is in 6th Street, where the Murray Bridge Community Band use as well. We're very fortunate that council have also supported us with the venue, and it's worked really, really well. We're very, very lucky.
Great. With us at the moment is Kathy Smith. She's organiser of the Murray Bridge Community Choir. How can people register interest?
Well, if they want to give me a call on 0408 336 469, and I can let them know when we're meeting. We do have a break during the school holidays, so just to give our voices a break. By all means, give me a call. I can let you know when we're meeting next, which over the school term, it's every Tuesday night.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It is.
Yeah.
Lots of fun, lots of laughter, lots of connection. It's great.
And new friends, I guess, people.
For sure,
yeah.
For sure. And, if people are new to Murray Bridge and they want to find some new connections and have fun at the same time, then by all means, please come along and join us.
It's great that there's some more investment in arts and culture at the moment. I'm noticing, you know, for example, the Hills and Mount Barker councils are spending a bit more in their budgets on arts and culture at the moment. The state government's offering grants of up to $15,000 each for musicians, but also for venues and music businesses to create original music. And you've got a daughter, don't you, who's very well known around town. She's a very talented musician and performer, isn't she?
She certainly is. I'm very proud mum, yes. Hannah is joining the station, the youth program down at the old railway station, and it's called Acoustic Sessions, and very exciting. It's been running for quite a few years now.
It's their 10th year, I believe.
Oh,
so
is
it's
it?
Like
oh.
A big celebration, a decade of wonderful, you know, providing a platform for young people and emerging artists, right?
Absolutely. And the young people that have come on and gone through Acoustic Sessions have always seemed to, they're always encouraged to branch out and try some new things within the music sector. On Saturday the 13th of August from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the station in Railway Terrace, there's acoustic sessions and it's free, and it's just lovely to watch young people get up on stage, sometimes for the first time, and just do what makes their heart sing, really. Mm. And it's lovely to see, and having the family and community there to spur them on and really encourage them to enjoy what they're doing. So that's coming up on the 13th of August.
That's this Saturday.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, it sounds really cool. So we've got the acoustic sessions this Saturday. We've also got an opportunity to be a part of the choir, the Murray Bridge Community Choir, a free thing. And just remind us, Kathy, how people can reach out to you again to get involved.
For the community choir, they can certainly give me a call on 0408 336 469. And for the acoustic sessions, if they'd like to contact Aidan, who's at the station, and his number is 0427 400 635, and Aidan's more than happy. He is so connected to the young people in our community. So if you want some more information, give Aidan a call.
Oh, great to have you in the studio today, Kathy.
Thanks, Jenny.